Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Donna. Today is Sunday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Yay, Cinco de Mayo, which is really not an American holiday. It's an Independence Day for Mexico for one battle that they won. Yet Americans will use any excuse, won't we, to have frozen margaritas and nachos. Okay, so I already had my Cinco de Mayo party at work, and it was fabulous. No one wanted a frozen margarita, though. That was kind of different. Actually, no one had any drinks. We just had a nacho bar. So anyway, okay, I know you're not tuning in to find out what did I do at my job. And I am going to talk to you today about ACTION, action. Now, we all know that action is a noun. It's a thing. It's something that we have in us to do. So if you want to, if you're one of the people who is listening to this show, you know that I'm all about making goals and achieving those goals. But the only way that we can achieve those goals is through action. And in my book, Becoming, Get All Your Heart Desires, I talk about different action steps. And there's different different exercises to do, not one, two, three, two, not physical exercises. Exercises that you will do in the workbook that help you to set and achieve goals. And all of them are action. All of them are action steps. Now, one of the things that I think is really cool is once you have your goal set, I want you to look at your day, your typical day. Now, you probably have, if you're like me, you have two different versions of what your day looks like. You have the day that you go to your job, and you have your day off. You may even have a day where you do volunteer work, or maybe you're taking care of a family member. What I want you to do this week, one of your action steps this week, please try this. I want you to make a time budget. It sounds harder than it is. You know, people hear the word budget and they go, oh my gosh, you know, does that mean I can't spend 15 cents on this, or I can't have cable, or I can't, you know. No. Time budget. See, so time is something that we deserve to use the way that we want to. So time is a commodity, all right? Time is something that has been given to us. And each day, everyone has 24 hours. And part of it is for sleep and to refresh and restore your body. But we all get the same amount of time. Let's see how you can use your time more effectively and enjoy your life more and achieve your goal. So the first thing that you're going to do is write down a little skeleton outline of what your day looks like. So you may, you know, want to say what time you get up, what time and how long, you know, it takes you to get ready. Say this is a job day. What time you get up, how long it takes you to get ready for work, how long is your drive to work, how long is your work day, how long is the drive home, and then what do you do as soon as you get home, what do you do and how long does it take you, and then how many hours or minutes do you have before you go and get your sleep, and how much sleep do you get every day? So I'm going to tell you a simple example. So So a time budget for me was, okay, get up. I have 1.5 hours for coffee and getting ready for work. My getting ready for work, too, is filling out my journal and having some me time, kind of getting my head straight. Okay, it's an hour for me to drive to work. Then I have 7.5 to 8 hours at work. That's my work day. Then I have 1 hour drive home. When I get home, as soon as I get home, I clean up my house and I make dinner. That takes about half an hour. I'm just, you know, like doing a quick run through the kitchen and, you know, throw this away, throw that away. Then until, you know, after I have dinner, I have 3.5 hours before I normally go to sleep. So a lot of times in the past, the 3.5 hours could be in front of the TV. And let's face it, if you're spending 3.5 hours in front of a TV, that is just wasted time. That's just, the TV to me seems like it should just be your useless waste, you know, just stare at the world time just as you're coming down from your J-O-B. Instead, I spend 2 hours on TV top, okay, per day, and I pick out programs that I enjoy or, you know, I just want to veg out on, like Survivor, reality shows like that, that, or maybe something like Nova and something that I can learn from, but mainly it is entertainment to me. It is not really, it's not any kind of work. So if I'm having 2 hours of TV tops, okay, I still have an hour and a half of time that I could be doing stuff or fit into my day. What I've decided is that on my way home, I'm going to take that hour and a half and go to the gym on Monday and Wednesday. Now, Sunday, I have my radio show, so I'm using that hour and a half to actually do the show and write the show and then prepare for next week's show. Hopefully that you enjoyed that. Okay. Thursday is business work, working on my website, working on promotions, working on a course that I'm developing, and working on marketing, okay? That would be actually Tuesday. Thursday, I'm going to use that hour and a half, and I'm going to write. And Wednesday, I'm going to shop. Yes, you have to get shopping done in there, don't you? You know, because every one of us is running out of dog food and toilet paper every week. That would be a work day for me. Then I get in 8 hours of sleep. That is really, really crucial for me. I'm trying to make it to 9 hours, and that will cut down on my TV time and phone around time, you know, zoning out time. Okay, so I hope that sounds good to you, but you also have to do your time budget for the days that you have off. And you're going to put in what you're doing on your day off, usually. So all of us usually have, like, almost the same routine. Like, maybe your first day off of the week, you're sleeping late, being lazy. I do that, and then I'm having a half an hour of yoga. And then any doctor's appointments, spa, hair, shopping, more shopping, yay, or visiting my parents. And then I have responsibilities to take care of family members, so I would do that on, and I have that all scheduled on that day, my first day off of the week. Then I come home, make dinner, and watch a good movie, and get some sleep. Or I may stay out and, you know, meet friends for dinner, or, you know, go play bunko with a group of people, or just, like, you know, hang out with a good friend. You need to budget your time, okay? So you're not restricting yourself, and it doesn't have to be to the letter and the same all the time. But take this action. Rule over your time. Know what you're doing with your life. Bend it towards your goals. So my goals are writing and marketing. And, of course, I have my J-O-B, which helps me to, you know, pay for my dreams to come true also. I'm working towards making less J-O-B time and more my business time. So in order for me to do that, I have to put in the work. I have to put in the action. And this is what I do every day. So please put together your time budget this week. And, you know, send me an email. Tell me if that works for you. Tell me what your ideas are. And tell me what you would like to actually have me talk about on a segment of the radio show. Because it's all about you. And I enjoy talking to you. And I enjoy helping you. All right. So what I'm going to do is right now tell you that next week, I am going to practice a little bit of doing, and I would like to practice on my radio show so that you can hear it and maybe give me some feedback, okay? And also so I can hear it and see how it's sounding. So I hope to have the studio set up by then. Right now I'm just talking into the phone. I got all the studio equipment yet. I'm not going to make excuses. I haven't put it together. Okay, I haven't put the studio together. Got everything, and I've let myself do other things instead. There are no excuses, right? We just have to tell it like you need to be honest with yourself and honest with other people. And also, like, don't be too hard on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. You should love and nurture yourself. You don't need to be hard on yourself. So this week, next week I'll be you'll help me a little bit, hopefully, by giving me an email and telling me how you feel about the program that I'm doing, and also how does it sound, the audio program. Okay, let me give you my email address. So if you can, please write me. It's Donna. Clark, C-L-A-R-K, 123@gmail.com. D-O-N-N-A dot C-L-A-R-K, the numbers 123@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. I really like to get email, and I will answer your email. And, let's start a dialogue. How we can do some program together and get you and I on the same plane and creating the life that we love. So we only have 90 seconds left, and I want to talk to you in the next 90 seconds about what we talked about today. Action is the only way to make your dreams come true. You can think about it. You can talk about it. You can mantra about it. You can meditate about it. All these things help. It helps put your goals in the forefront of your mind. But you also have to develop little steps that you can take to achieve your goals. They could be baby steps. They could be like little Legos. They don't have to be something that is a major thing. They could be just looking up a phone number. They could be making an email, you know, sending an email. An email to me, that would be one of the baby steps too. Asking for help, that's a baby step. Doing your research, listening to an audio tape in your car, your way to work from a great person like Zig Ziglar. I want you to have a great week this week. Make sure to do your homework. do your time budget and write me. And I'll see you next week. With love, Dana. Bye.